United States.
Washington, D.C. Presidential debates. Faith, hope, and security. Both parties' candidates are busy wooing their bases.
Republicans may think theirs is the godly party, but they do not expect God to intervene at their presidential debates. On June the 5th, Rudy Giuliani, the Republican frontrunner, was on the spot. Mr. Giuliani says he hates abortion, but thinks it should be legal. A Catholic bishop has likened him to Pontius Pilate, saying, "You know, I'm personally opposed to crucifixion, but I don't want to impose my beliefs on others." Mr. Giuliani, a Catholic, was asked to respond. As he started to speak, lightning knocked out the sound system, briefly silencing him. Mr. Giuliani laughed, looked up and said, "For someone who went to parochial schools all his life, this is a very frightening thing." He then explained why, alone among Republicans, with a shot at the presidency, he is pro-choice. He noted that America is a pluralistic society, and that people should be able to disagree about abortion without being jailed. On this and other social issues, he is closer to the American center than his rivals, which is one reason why pragmatic Republicans are smitten by him, while the more ideological ones feel like smiting him, though he agrees with them on many other issues, including their hostility to George Bush's latest immigration bill. The Democrats, meanwhile, to rebut the common conservative notion that theirs is the godless party, held a debate about religion on June the 4th. John Edwards said that if elected president, his faith would impel him to eliminate poverty in 30 years. Barack Obama waffled about the need for left and right to find common ground and said he saw a biblical injunction to give ex-convicts a second chance. But Hillary Clinton stole the show. "I come from a tradition that is perhaps a little too suspicious of people who wear their faith on their sleeves," she said. Sure, it was scripted, but it deftly packed self-deprecation, a reminder that Mrs. Clinton is a devout Methodist, and a stab at political Pharisees into one sentence. She also said that her faith had helped her cope with her husband's infidelity, and that she hoped to join forces with pro-lifers to reduce the number of abortions in America. The Democrats also held a separate debate on June the 3rd, involving all 8 declared candidates. It was prickly. Mr. Edwards chided Mr. Obama and Mrs. Clinton for voting against a war funding bill quietly and only at the last moment, when it was clear it would pass. He said they should have shown more leadership. Mr. Obama retorted that he'd been against the Iraq war from the start, unlike Mr. Edwards. "So you're about 4.5 years late on leadership on this issue." The debates highlighted differences between the two parties. The Republicans talked a lot about national security, vowing to do whatever it takes to win in Iraq, and to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon, even if that means a preemptive nuclear strike on Iranian nuclear sites. The Democrats vowed to get out of Iraq as quickly as possible, and stressed diplomacy as the answer to nearly all threats. Mrs. Clinton refused to say how far she would go to stop Iran going nuclear. Mr. Edwards, by contrast, said that no responsible president would ever take any option off the table. The Democrats were more comfortable touting their health care plans. Mr. Edwards sniped at Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Obama for pretending that their plans would not require big tax increases, which he admits his will. Among the Republicans, the keenest to talk about health was Mitt Romney, who, as governor of Massachusetts, made health insurance compulsory. "I'm the guy who actually tackled this issue," he said. A fair point.